And certainly, if you go back to, you need to create X dollars in value, you capture Y percent of X. I would suggest that the history of science has generally been one where Y is 0% across the board. The scientists never make any money. They're always deluded into thinking that they live in a just universe that will reward them for their work and for their inventions. And this is probably the fundamental delusion that, that scientists tend to suffer from in our society. And even in technology, there are sort of many different areas of technology where there were great innovations that created tremendous value for society, but people did not actually capture that much of the value. And so I think there is this sort of whole history of science and technology that can be told from the perspective of how much value was actually captured. And certainly, there are entire sectors where people didn't capture anything. So you're the smartest physicist of the 20th century. You come up with special relativity. You come up with general relativity. You don't get to be a billionaire. You don't even get to be a millionaire. It just somehow doesn't work that way. The railroads, incredibly valuable. Most of them just went bankrupt because it was too much competition. Wright brothers, you fly the first plane. You don't make any money. And so I think there is sort of a structure to these industries that's very important.